Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome back, or welcome if you're here for the first time. I want to go now to some of the basic halachas of Bishul. We began with Bishul at the beginning. We went off a little bit into what's called Shehi and Chazara, the halachas of the stovetop. Now I want to go back to from very basic halachas of Bishul that are nogea on a regular weekly basis. When we talk about Bishul, so there is a very significant distinction between what is called a kli rishon, a kli sheni, and a kli shlishi. Kli rishon means the actual pot or other utensil in which the food or liquid was cooked. That's the kli rishon. If you take that, let's say you take the pot, you have the pot of hot liquid, and you pour into a cup or into a bowl, or you have a hot urn, an electric urn, in which you cooked up the water, which is the kli rishon, and you pour off some water through the spigot into a cup. So that cup or bowl or whatever it is that you poured the water into is called the kli sheni. Then if you would go and pour from that into another cup or a bowl, that would be called the kli shlishi. And the halachas differ in a very significant way. Now, but to make sure that it's clear, when we're discussing the contents of a kli rishon versus that of a kli sheni or a kli shlishi, we're talking in all situations that the contents are very hot, are yad soled esbo. In other words, the idea is not that, well, when you pour out of a kli rishon, it goes into a second keli, it automatically gets cooler. No, that's not the point, because as long as it's still yad soled esbo, then it still is potentially capable of performing bishul to anything that gets added to it. So, but the idea is nonetheless, in a kli sheni, the halachas of bishul are less strict, and in a kli shlishi, even less. So let's go through some very specific practical examples. Let's start with the kli rishon. You have the pot in which you cooked a hot soup, for example, and you take it off the fire. It's off the fire now, and it's sitting on a trivet on your kitchen table. And the contents are, though, a very hot soup. So you're definitely not allowed to put any raw food into that pot. If you had any vegetables or anything else which is raw, food or liquid, if you see that this is not quite enough soup, so maybe you want to add some water to the soup, which will get very hot because the soup just came off the fire, you want to add some water from the tap, absolutely cannot do that. You cannot add any uncooked food or liquid into the kli rishon. Not only that, you can't even add food that was prepared, but not through cooking, meaning baked. Let's say you have bread or matzah or croutons, which were baked. They cannot be added to the soup pot because even though there's a halacha that something which already underwent bishul, something that was cooked in liquid, on that we say ein bishul achar bishul, that once it's cooked completely and it's a dry item, there's no problem with putting it back into hot liquid. It can't recook once it's cooked, but that's only if it was cooked. But if it was baked, such as bread or matzah or some many forms of croutons, and you want to put them now into hot liquid, that you can't do because there could be, bishul could occur achar afia. This bread underwent afia, baking or roasting. So you can't put into the hot pot any items which were baked or roasted. Let's say you have a piece of meat that was roasted. It was not cooked in liquid. Meat or chicken is cooked over a fire. You cannot put that either, even though it's fully cooked and ready to eat, but it's not mevushal. It's considered soloi or nefa, and it cannot be added to the hot liquid in the kli rishon. Further, you can't put any powders in. Let's say coffee, instant coffee. Certainly not raw coffee, but even instant coffee, if you had a pot of hot water, you can't add instant coffee straight to the pot or instant tea. And you certainly can't put in the tea bags or anything of that sort, which has raw tea leaves, into the kli rishon. You cannot add salt to the kli rishon. If the soup needs a little spicing up, you cannot add salt directly to the pot. And even salt, which has already been cooked, salt which you buy and which has already been cooked, nevertheless, it cannot be added to a kli rishon. What could you add to this kli rishon? You could add meat or chicken, which was boiled. Let's say you have some boiled chicken, which was sitting in the refrigerator, You could take it out of the refrigerator and put it into this hot pot of soup. As long as the pot's off the fire, even though it's burning hot, it could be 180 degrees or more. Nevertheless, you're allowed to add the chicken, which was already boiled and completely cooled, and it's been sitting in the fridge for 3 days. You're allowed to add it to that pot. Or a piece of meat, which was boiled. You have meatballs or other meat that was cooked in liquid. Or croutons, which were cooked, which were, I should say, deep fried, so that they were basically cooked in liquid, even though the liquid was oil, the liquid wasn't water. But if they were deep fried, that's the same as cooking. So those you could add straight into the soup pot if you wish to. Or let's say you have knedlach. You made knedlach sometime, you have leftover from last week or whatever it is, and you take them out of the fridge. Just make sure you pour off any liquid. So they shouldn't be wet, because, well, we'll see soon. They shouldn't be wet. Now, when I say shouldn't be wet, they don't have to be bone dry. They could be damp. They could be a little wet. They just can't be sitting in liquid. You can't pour in a bowl of cold soup and knedlach into your hot soup. But the knedlach themselves, you take them out of the soup, and they're not, you know, they're not dripping wet. Even if they are a little wet, that's fine. You could put them into your hot pot of soup. Or noodles, let's say you have lakshin, which was made already, and it's cold. It's sitting in the fridge cold. As long as it's, you know, relatively dry, it's not dripping with liquid, you could definitely put that into your soup pot, because that was already cooked in liquid. You could put it back into a hot liquid, such as the soup, which is sitting on the table. Or if you have some boiled vegetables, you had some potatoes or other vegetables that were boiled, you could put them into the soup pot. Okay, those are examples of things that can go in. Now, that's the Kli Rishon. What about the Kli Sheni? So when I say a Kli Sheni, now let's talk, for example, that you actually poured without using a ladle, because we'll get to a ladle separately. You actually poured from the soup pot directly into a bowl. Or it's not odd at all by, as I said, by an electric urn. There you don't use a ladle to get the water into your coffee mug. You just pour it through the spout. So that kli, the bowl that you pour it into, or the mug, is called a kli sheni. In a kli sheni, you also, as long as the water inside it or the liquid inside it is yad soled esbo, which we defined the first week as anything above 110 degrees. Anything above 110 degrees. So you cannot add, even to the kli sheni, raw food or liquids. You cannot add, well, with the exception of water. You are allowed to add water into a kli sheni, even water straight from the tap, meaning if you poured yourself or you filled a cup of water, hot water from the spigot, and it's too hot and you want to cool it off a little, you can pour some tap water straight into it. Water can go into a kli sheni, raw water, or spices, even if they're raw, or oil. These three things we learned from the Gemara and the Mishnah, that they can go. Now, to be perfectly honest, some say that that water means all liquids. However, the Mishnah Berurah gives the impression otherwise, that water means only water as opposed to other liquids. So let's go that way, that water can go in. But if you have a liquid that was already cooked, even if it's completely cooled off, that could go in a Kli Rishon. In a Kli Sheni. That could go in a Kli Sheni. It cannot go in a Kli Rishon, because a liquid, which even though it was fully cooked, once it cools off completely, you're not allowed to reheat it. By solid foods, we said they could be. They could be completely cold. As long as they were completely cooked, they can go into the Kli Rishon. You could put the boiled chicken into the Kli Rishon, even though it's completely cold, it's straight from the fridge. Or you could put the lakshin or the knedlach or whatever it is. They're completely cold, but since they're cooked entirely, they can go into the Kli Rishon. However, water or any liquid that was, even if it was cooked, once it cooled off completely, this is according to the Ashkenazic psak, that once it's cooled off completely, it cannot go into a Kli Rishon, but yes, into a Kli Sheni. You could put water you could put into a Kli Sheni regardless. But even other liquids besides water, once they're completely cooked, even if they've cooled off, they definitely can go into a Kli Sheni. Again, I said some hold that any liquid could go into a Kli Sheni, but even those that hold that only water could go into a Kli Sheni, that's when it's raw, it's uncooked water. But when you're dealing with cooked liquids could definitely go into a Kli Sheni. Now, for the Sfardim, the halacha is more strict in this case, in that not only if you want to be able to put liquid into a kli rishon, cooked liquid, it's not enough that it's not completely cooled off. For Ashkenazim, again, it just has to be, it's not completely cooled off. As long as it's still hot, warm enough that you would drink it as a warm drink, that's enough. For Sfardim, it has to be Yad Soledesbo, and even there, it's not so simple. So we'll leave that, have to leave that point for the moment. But so getting back to the kli sheni. So in the kli sheni, we said you can't put any raw foods into it. You could put salt, especially the salt that we buy, which is completely cooked. You could put salt. So if you have it, you make yourself a bowl of soup. Even if you pour it directly from the soup pot into your bowl, you could put soup. You could put salt. Our salt, you could put it into your soup bowl. You still can't put in baked items. You can't put in bread or matzah into your bowl of soup. As long as it's still Yad Soledesbo, even though it's a kli sheni, you cannot put bread or matzah or croutons that were baked and not deep fried. If you want to be able to put croutons or break up matzah into your soup while it's still hot, then use a ladle. If you use a ladle to scoop out the soup from the kli rishon into the kli sheni, then we will view that for certain purposes, for the purpose of certain halachas, such as this halacha, we will view that soup bowl like it's a kli shlishi, because you have the soup pot, which is rishon. Now you have the ladle, which, as I said, for certain purposes is defined as a kli sheni, and the soup bowl becomes the kli shlishi. So you could put your croutons or your broken up matzah or your pieces of challah into your soup bowl if you used a ladle to scoop out the soup from the pot into the bowl, but not if you pour it directly and not into your coffee mug. You can't dip a cookie. You can't dip a cookie into your coffee mug if you just pour it directly, the water. You didn't use a ladle. You just poured the water through the spigot from the urn into the coffee mug. So you cannot dip a cookie or a piece of cake into that coffee. You would have to pour the coffee from your mug into another mug, a second mug, which would be the third keli. You have the urn, mug number one, mug number two. Mug number two is called the kli shlishi. Then you could dip your challah, your cookies, your cake, whatever it may be. Okay, we'll stop here. And Belina, that tomorrow maybe we'll pick up with making coffee and tea. We're going to do that. And then we have to continue with the specifics of kli shlishi. Thank you very much. Have a good night.